Robert Burns's Dark Arcadia speaks powerfully to our own concerns with poverty, dispossession, and ecological disaster, while also connecting us to the humane values of an earlier agricultural and pre-industrial world.
The essay was presented by Nigel Leask and first broadcast in July last year. Well, tomorrow evening at 10 o'clock, there's a second feature by Adam Nicholson on the theme of Dark Arcadias. And after it, in another essay, Alexandra Harris explores the 20th century Arcadian fantasies of Cecil Beaton and Rex Whistler.
On Radio 3 from the BBC Proms, Elgar's The Apostles. Leading Elgar conductor Sir Mark Elder directs a cast of soloists, three choirs and the Halle Orchestra in this major and still underrated work from the British choral tradition. Friday night at the earlier time of 6:45 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. It's a minute or so past 11. Time now for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar. Oi, DJ, está vendo a confusão? A mistura que fizeste prejudica o meu povão. Quando ponho samba, lá vão elas a quinari. Boto tradicional e lá vão elas a bazar. Oi, DJ, está vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar. Tenho saudades do grupo Baião, Lua das Rosas, Machinde, 11 bravos de quinzão. Ô DJ, tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar. Tanto amo que não quis zombar, vou escolher o salão, respeita a minha onda, eu não faço confusão. Ô DJ, tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar. Você cresce e apareça com alguma experiência. Se cuida na aparência antes que eu me aborreça, DJ. Oh, DJ, tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar. Cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar. Olha, quando ponho samba, lá vão elas a quinare. Boto tradicional e lá vão elas a bazar. Oi, oh, DJ, tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar. Tenho saudade do grupo Baião, Luar das Rosas, Machinde, 11 bravos de quinzão. Oh, DJ, tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar. Quando eu amo que não quis zomba, vou escolher o salão, respeita a minha onda, eu não faço confusão, DJ. Oh, DJ, tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar. Você cresce e apareça com alguma experiência, se cuida na aparência antes que eu perco a cabeça, DJ. Oh, DJ, tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar, yeah. Oi, DJ, tá vendo que não dá, DJ, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar, DJ. Oh, DJ, você tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalar, olha. DJ, tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco, com os ouvidos a estalarem. Oi, DJ, tá vendo que não dá, cota na disco.
Well, there's a track from the latest album from the singer and ex-athlete, as it happens, Bonga from Angola, who once held the record for the 400 metres in Portugal, and he used that status as well as his music to bring attention to all the political struggles that Angola has endured over the decades. DJ Marado from Bonga's Hora Kuta, his 30th album to date. Welcome to Late Junction. This is a field recording made in the late 1960s by a Dutch woman called Kutje van Erven, who became a music teacher in Sierra Leone, where she then became fascinated with the rich creativity amongst the country's indigenous populations. And she set out to document the music by making recordings. This one was made on Plantain Island, which is one of Sierra Leone's fishing islands, and she simply describes it as a hand-clapping song.
Mare, 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 mare
Well, there's a track from another musician, or is it musicians indeed, interested in field recordings. A musical outfit that goes by the name Day Lineal, and they capture sounds using dictaphones and then use those as starting points for some quite ear-bending tracks. It's from an album called What Will You Become? And I'll play you another track later on. Here is harpist Julia Rovinsky with The Room by Harold Budd.
Água louca de ribeira, que corres em cavalgada, porque não vais devagar. Essa corrida é cegueira, não vês nem olhas para nada, na pressa de ver o mar. Essa corrida é cegueira, não vês nem olhas para nada, na pressa de ver o mar. Já corri dessa maneira, nas asas de uma ilusão, na loucura de chegar. Fui deixado pela ladeira pedaços do coração. Hoje os loucos sem amar. Deixando pela ladeira pedaços do coração. Hoje os loucos sem amar. Vida que foste vivida, a correr tão velozmente, paraste à beira do mar. Perdida, são saudades o que sei. noites por não poderes regressar. Agora vives perdida, são saudades o que sentes por não poderes regressar.
Well, that's Fadista Ricardo Ribeiro and a song called Agua Luca da Ribeiro, which means wild waters from the brook. A tempestuous song, as you'd expect, from the Fado tradition. And that one all about a love lost as life races by. You're listening to Lake Junction with me, Verity Sharp. And before we hear Fretwork's version of Bach's Fugue on the Ten Commandments from the well-tempered clavier, this is new from the trio 1982, which is Nils Okland playing the Hardanger fiddle, Sigbjørn Apland the harmonium, and the percussionist Øyvind Skarbo. And it's a track named after its length, 2 minutes and 53 seconds.
Thank you.
The Vile Consort of Fretwork, and that's their great version of Die sind die Heiligen Sehnengebot. These are the 10 Holy Commandments from the first book of the Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach. It's from an album that they made 6 or 7 years ago, now called Alio Modo, and you'll find full details on the Lake Junction playlist.
Now I'm me again, on my own. No one there, just me and here. Finally alone. Pieces of me drift to the surface. I never dared to expose. I need to learn to give them all.
It's a great voice, isn't it? Werner Kitzmüller, and a song from his album Evasion, on which he's making use of everything from the guitar to shards of glass, clothes hangers, and a broken toy piano, and creating those lovely textural tracks. More from him anon. This is the Chinese erhu, which is a bowed instrument. It's just got two strings, but it produces one of the most haunting sounds around. This is a short piece called A Xiang Shui Nu Hai, and it's written and played by Guo Gan. Well, that's pianist Will Dutter working with Plaid on what they call their Geese remix of a track called Distance. Before that, you heard Guo Gan playing the Chinese two-stringed Er Hu. All details are on the playlist, which you'll find on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Now, here's possibly one of the best-known singers in Azerbaijan, Nazaket Teymurova, who's a specialist in a very ancient tradition called Mugam, which knits music and poetry together using a series of modes, a bit like the raga system of Indian music. And the mode used in this particular song is designed to stimulate passion and excitement in all who hear it.
Oh,
The voice of Nazaket Teymurova and part of a traditional mugam from Azerbaijan. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
Jill Crosslands with a courant by Rameau, preceded by the dulcimer playing of Billy Bennington, who was known as the Barford Angel because when he cycled through his Norfolk village with his dulcimer on his back, he looked like he had wings. And that was a tune called Going to the Derby, and you'll find it on an album released on the Veteran label, who are firmly dedicated to the job of bringing these recordings of local players and singers of traditional music to our attention. It's an invaluable resource. More from Day Lineal after this from Solveig Sletiel.
Like so many girls, Jenny Wren could sing, but a broken heart took her song away. Like the other girls, Jenny Wren took wing. She could see the world and its foolish ways. How we spend our days casting love aside, losing sight of life day by Jenny Wren.
That's another track from What Will You Become by Day Lineal, an album you'll only find on Bandcamp. So we'll post the link on our playlist. Before that, Paul McCartney's Jenny Wren, as performed by the Norwegian jazz singer Solveig Slettejell. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp. Just going back to the recordings made in Sierra Leone by Kotje van Erven, which we started with tonight. There's some distortion on this, as I imagine the equipment she was using must have struggled with all the percussive sounds here. You'll hear a condi, which is a metal box with metal tongues fixed on top, played a little bit like a thumb piano. And also a ken-ken, which is another metallic instrument, hit with a metal beater, so it's all quite noisy stuff. And this is a praise song praising a woman called Kade, recorded in 1965 in the city of Mekenai. Thank you. Diabel Sizoko playing the West African Kora, and a piece dedicated to his brother Kwanding, who he describes as having been one of the heroes of the Kora, helping to bring the instrument to the wider world. You'll find that on Diabel Sizoko's album Kanabori Siyama. Here's Rachel Newton with the story of Lady Diamond.
There was a king, a glorious king, a king of noble fame. And he had daughters, only one, Lady Diamond was her name. He had a boy, a kitchen boy, a boy of muckle scorn. She loved him, oh she loved him, aye, till the grass o'ergrew the corn. It fell upon a winter's night. The king could get no rest. He came up to his daughter dear, just like a wandering ghost. He came unto curtains long. Motela thee, my diamond dear, I fear you've gotten wrong. Oh, if I have, despise me not, for he is all my joy. I will forsake both dukes and earls and marry your kitchen boy. Oh, bring to me my merry men all, by 30 and by 3, and bring to me my kitchen boy. We'll murder him secretly. Not to sound and to the hall, and ne'er a word was said until they had him safe and sure between two feather beds. Now cut the heart from out of his breast, put it in a cup of gold, and present it to my diamond dear, for she was both stout and bold. Oh, come to me, my henny, my heart. Oh, come to me, my joy. Oh, come to me, my henny, my heart, my father's kitchen boy. She took the cup from out of their hands, set it at her bed head, washed it with tears that fell from her eyes. Next morning she was dead. Oh, where were you, my merry men all, when I gave meat and wage, that you didn't stay my cruel hand when I was in a rage? For gone is all my heart's delight. Oh, gone is all my joy. For my dear diamond, she is dead. Likewise, my kitchen boy.
Thank you.
Well, that's the dense and dreamy worlds of Italy's Attilio Novellino and a track called Amber Alert, following on from Rachel Newton and Lady Diamond, and that kickstarts her debut album as a solo artist, an album called The Shadow Side. This is the music of the 15th century English composer John Dunstable, a setting of the Sanctus sung by Tonus Peregrinus.
Thank you. What a great sound that is. It's a group of singers from Tumbayan village in western Timor, where there's a very strong weaving tradition. And the resulting textiles play an important role in things like marriage negotiations and funerals. And that was a song celebrating the building of a new house and also urging the young people of Western Timor to be proud of their weaving tradition. I'll play you another of those recordings in tomorrow night's programme, but for now just leave you here with a delicate bit of percussion playing from Lucas Nigli and Peter Konradin Tsumtor. And they're performing what they call their bubble ballad inside the thermal bath at Vals in Switzerland. I'm Verity Sharp. You've been listening to Late Junction. Till tomorrow. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Now, if you're at the concert in Boston Symphony Hall on the 22nd of November 62, you would have heard the conductor Erich Leinsdorf interrupt the concert with these words. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a press report over the wireless. The President of the United States has been the victim of an assassination. After gasps of shock from the audience, Leinsdorf continued, "We will play the funeral march from Beethoven's Third Symphony." The Austrian-born Leinsdorf was most famous, perhaps, for his years in charge of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. But here he is first at the 1965 Holland Festival, conducting the Concertgebouw Orchestra in the music of Bartók, his concerto for orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.